Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma's weed improvement team, led by state weed breeder Dr. Brett Carver, is one of the most celebrated and distinguished genetic programs in the industry, constantly developing new weed varieties that empower growers and help them produce the highest quality, highest yielding crops by reducing the effects of our region's unique environmental challenges. Invested in that work are the farmers themselves. Oklahoma Wheat Commissioner Michael Peters says it's worth every penny.
The investment the Oklahoma Wheat Commission makes with the breeding team in Oklahoma State is very important for the Oklahoma wheat producer. As we all know, the environment constantly changing. So from that standpoint, it's great for the Oklahoma farmers, and it's constantly something we have to keep up with. And that's things that Brett Carver has his team doing. And in order to do that research, it takes time, but it also takes investment. And that investment comes from the Oklahoma wheat producer with their checkoff. I really wish that every wheat producer could come up here to Oklahoma State and go through some of the facilities and see what they do, because it really is amazing work they are doing for us.
To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
Well, today's cattle futures market rallied into the close here. We closed near the highs on the feeder cattle. March feeders were 97 cents higher. That was the weakest of the first 3 months here. April, $1.75 higher. At 147.75, May is $1.32 higher. And August was 50 higher. So August kind of dropped off there in terms of strength. Live cattle were higher as well. We had April up 85 at 129.80. The interesting thing is we have this cattle on feed report here this afternoon at 2 p.m. and we're going back toward those highs. The high back on March 1st was 130.45, so still about 60 cents off the high there on the April live cattle. Box beef at midday continued to show strength there. It was up 40 cents at 226.40, select up 39 cents, 218.93. The feeder cattle index is still below the front month of the March feeders. It's 139.76, was up 17 cents yesterday. We also yesterday had a cold storage report, 2% higher than last year on beef at 510 million pounds. Pork was down about 3%, and I saw that the pork futures out in April were limited up here at 6072, partially because of that report. And then we have a cattle on feed report at 2 p.m. On feed as of February 1st is expected to be just slightly over 100% of last year. Placements 93%, marketed at 102%.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Due to inclement weather, Quartermaster Creek's annual spring bull sale has been rescheduled. Sale is now set for Wednesday, March 13th at 12:30 at the ranch in Levy, Oklahoma. This year's sale still features 102-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires, plus 70 open yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale books on request or online at www.quartermastercreek.com, or for more information, call Mike and Annie Schweitzer at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
And today's grain action finished mixed here. Beans were weak, down 7 cents. Corn down a penny, and then wheat futures up about a penny in Chicago wheat and up 2 to 3 cents in Kansas City. And then cotton finished today about unchanged to down 10 cents or so. Being a USDA report day, the market really was pretty quiet here overall without any real action after that report. But we have that report's been out here. It looks like the cotton update, supply and demand, total planted acres, they left in line at 14.1 million acres total, and then total production was actually the exact same as last month at 18.39 million bales, trickling all the way down to 4.3 million bales ending stocks, exactly where we've been the last month or so, and stocks to use of 23.6%. On the world level, we still got a lot of cotton at 61% as the stocks to use ratio, and what that means is basically we have 223 days supply of cotton in the world after we use a whole year's worth of crops. So a lot of cotton around the world. And ending stocks for a week were higher than expected at 1.055 billion bushels. That put the stocks to use ratio in the United States at 51%. So we've got just over a half a year's worth of wheat. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss, may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you and not of your financial condition.